I'm Sarah Nadler, award-winning author and founder of the B Movement, a group coaching program for small business owners like you who are looking for answers to life, love, and business. I spent 10 years as a traveling minister, seeing the world and meeting people from all walks of life, from the poorest streets of Mexico to the advertising world of Los Angeles. The B Movement podcast is just one of the ways I get to share with you all that I've learned on this journey of life. Thanks for being here, and if you like my content, please subscribe and check out my website at thebmovement.net. Hey there, business owner. Welcome back to our show. I'm Sarah Nicole Nadler, your host, and throughout the month of February, we've been talking about how to ensure your business has the foundations for success, particularly a delivery system that ensures your clients fall in love with your services from day one, just in time for Valentine's. In last week's episode, I talked about the business model for coaches and healthcare practitioners and other information or expert-based entrepreneurs. This week, we're tackling the business model for freelancers, web designers, event planners, or any other project-based entrepreneur. So if that sounds like you, then listen up. I'm going to share my best tips on how to build a client love system that not only gets fantastic results for your clients, but allows you to finally charge what you're worth. Now, according to Wikipedia, a workflow consists of an orchestrated and repeatable pattern of activity enabled by the systematic organization of your resources into processes. When I talk about creating workflows for your projects, I don't mean automated workflows. While that is something I do teach inside my inner circle, and I definitely recommend you look into it eventually, we're taking a step back from automation in this episode to just build the workflow itself. I've built not one, but two successful project-based businesses. And now I use what I learned in my own businesses, the good, the bad, and the ugly, to help my clients do the same. So the first business I built was way back when I was just 14 years old. I wanted to save up to buy my own car when I turned 16, and I really needed a way to support my reading habit. When you're a total bookaholic like me, it gets pretty expensive after a while. You're buying two or three books a week. Slowly, my side hustle grew on the weekends, mostly by word of mouth and referrals. Now, if you've read my book, then you know the story of what happened next. When I was 18, my sister was diagnosed with cancer. I had to suddenly move out on my own into an apartment I shared with my alcoholic boyfriend, who lost every job I found for him. And my parents showed up on my door one day asking me to take care of my baby sister while they traveled all over Europe and Central America with Emily looking for cancer cures. So there I was, 19 years old, just a high school education, a baby, and a boyfriend to support. And I built my business up until it supported all three of us, eventually sold it, and traveled the world on my own. All of that is said in my book, but I've never told the story of how I built that business up on my own to five figures in a few months. Well, first of all, I had to. But let me share this with you, because the truth is, without workflows, it never would have been possible. In the beginning, back when I was 14, my mom would drop me off at a client's house, and I used whatever they had under the bathroom or kitchen sink to clean the whole place. And I remember at first feeling totally overwhelmed. I didn't know which end of the house to start on, or what to do first, next, etc. Whether you're tackling websites or you own a moving company, etc., you probably know what I mean. Day one on the job, you had no clue how to organize the project. But if you've been in business for a while, you've done a few projects successfully, and you have great reviews, and you've been paid for them, then you probably know by now that there is an easy, systematic method of organizing each project. That simple, systematic approach is called a workflow. But before you decide that that's all there is to this episode or the topic of workflows, let me show you how you can improve the workflow you have to make it even more effective and make it possible for you to hire people to do the parts you don't want or don't have time to do and still have a really great profit margin. See, the first step for creating a great workflow is to do outlining of the process. Now grab a pen and paper and write down the state your client or project is typically in before you start, right? When they first come to you. What state are they normally in? For a wedding planner, this might be the client knows what they want, but they don't know how to get it. They don't have any vendors hired. They haven't chosen their venue, etc. That's your point A. Okay, next, I want you to write down the exact point Z for this type of project. For instance, perfect wedding, executed exactly as the couple wanted, and the mother-in-law is also happy. That might be your point Z. The more clearly you have the point Z defined, the better. Point Z is actually called your transformation. And like all transformations, it has a couple of ingredients it has to include. First of all, it must be completed, nothing half done about it. It also needs to be high quality, and it has to be worth good money to the client who's stuck at point A. So when a person comes to point A, what is it that they're complaining about? What exactly do they want to achieve by working with you? That is your point Z, okay? Now, the better you have that mapped out, the better your transformation is going to be, and the better you're going to be able to apply this business model. Next, you simply need to write out the major milestones to getting a client or the project from point A to point Z. When I did that in my cleaning business, suddenly I was able to get homes cleaned way more efficiently and to a better result. And I instantly realized the folly of having a per hour business. See, when you charge per hour, you're penalizing the person who does a better job. So I started charging for the transformation instead of the amount of time it took. And by making that change, I was able to sell my services more high ticket and more easily, because nobody really cares, honestly, how hard you worked as long as they arrive at the exact point Z they wanted. The same thing happened to me years later when I found myself again working in the cleaning business. I took my employees and split the work up so someone was in charge of bathrooms, someone was in charge of kitchens, someone was in charge of exterior windows, etc. By splitting up the duties of my employees and charging per project, not per hour, I was able to train my team to be specialists at cleaning a particular type of space, which made them more efficient, rather than trying to force everyone to be good at everything. That sped up my team, and it allows us to get better results. And so years later, when I started my wedding business, I did the same thing. I charged for the transformation, not the number of hours. So if it took me less time, I still got paid, and the client was even happier because it was done sooner. Nobody loses in this business model. That's what you have to understand. Everybody wins. The client falls in love with your work, gets exactly what they wanted, not just what you could get done in the estimated time you gave them. Because let's face it, we both know things don't always go exactly according to plan. And in this business model, I had no employees trying to milk their time or trying to fill in doing things that they're not skilled at. So, my challenge to you this week is try this in your own business and see what happens. And speaking of challenges, next week on Monday, February 15th, I will be launching a 5-day challenge to help you create a workflow just like this one and also map out a perfect sales pitch for how to actually get paid what you're worth while doing it. So make sure you sign up at sarahnicolenadler.com. I'll talk to you guys next week.